mastered the use of shading and perspective to model objects on a two-dimensional surface so they look three-dimensional. This ability to make a flat surface display a body as if modeled and separated from this plane, Leonardo said, was the first intention of the painter. Largely due to his work, dimensionality became the supreme innovation of Renaissance art. As he aged, he pursued his scientific inquiries not just to serve his art, but out of a joyful instinct to fathom the profound beauties of creation. When he groped for a theory of why the sky appears blue, it was not simply to inform his paintings. His curiosity was pure, personal, and delightfully obsessive. But even when he was engaged in blue sky thinking, his science was not a separate endeavor from his art. Together, they served his driving passion, which was nothing less than knowing everything there was to know about the world, including how we fit into it. He had a reverence for the wholeness of nature and a feel for the harmony of its patterns, which he saw replicated in phenomena large and small.